Listening Library presents I Was Here by Gail Forman. Read for you by Georgina Marie. For Susie Gonzalez. Chapter 1. The day after Meg died, I received this letter. I regret to inform you that I have had to take my own life. This decision has been a long time coming, and was mine alone to make. I know it will cause you pain, and for that I am sorry, but please know that I needed to end my own pain. This has nothing to do with you, and everything to do with me. It's not your fault. Meg. She emailed copies of the letter to her parents, and to me, and to the Tacoma Police Department, along with another note informing them which motel she was at, which room she was in, what poison she had ingested, and how her body should be safely handled. On the pillow at the motel room was another note, instructing the maid to call the police and not touch her body, along with a $50 tip. She sent the emails on a time delay, so that she would be long gone by the time we received them. Of course, I didn't know any of that until later. So when I first read Meg's email on the computer at our town's public library, I thought it had to be some kind of joke or a hoax. I called Meg, and when she didn't answer, I called her parents. "Did you get Meg's email?" I asked them. "What email?"